Making a good cup of coffee is all in the planning. And today, my planning went kind of semi wrong. I found myself with not enough rice milk to make flat white, let alone a latte. So I ended up making a macchiato, by force actually. I didn't have enough beans left of the Monmouth, but fortunately I stocked up on the old press. So it was changed there anyway. Palate was going to be introduced to something familiar but new again. So why not just keep it at a macchiato? Macchiato is just a tiny bit of milk. So a tiny bit of rice milk on my double shot of old press. And I'm here sitting in the garden in the sun taking my first sip. That's very, very nice. Obviously more coffee flavor coming through, very little milk to disturb the full coffee flavor or enhance it, depends how you look at it. For pure espresso drinkers, milk might be disturbing the flavor. For people who enjoy more of a milk-based drink, it's obviously an enhancement. But it all depends on the bean. Does the bean take milk or not? Does the bean want the introduction of milk? This particular bean, this particular all-press Red Church blend, loves a bit of milk in it. The macchiato is beautiful. The flat white is beautiful. I've never tried a latte, a bit too much milk for me, but Shirley tells me the latte is beautiful with the Red Church espresso blend from all-press. But I'm actually very fond of this macchiato. The first sip already introduced the mellow, beautiful mouthfeel. Chocolate notes are definitely coming through. And there's more of a coffee taste. But it's really beautiful. I might have discovered my new drink. Skip the flat white for a macchiato. Who knows? I'm going to go in for my second sip. Oh, this is beautiful. It's rich. It's succulent. It's the mouthfeel is thick and rich and nectar-like. All the qualities I like about a coffee. Wow, I might have found my new drink, a macchiato.